Next, we have a story about surfing in China, but the waves aren't in the ocean. They're on a river, and they can rise to 12 feet or more and barrel upstream for miles. Every fall, a phenomenon known as a tidal bore sweeps through the Chinese city of Hangzhou. It's called the Silver Dragon. NPR's Frank Langfitt hit the water yesterday to cover a surfing contest and filed this report.
So I'm standing on a boat in the middle of the Qiantang River in Hangzhou, and there are thousands of people along the riverbanks, big, tall buildings, 40, 50 stories, and you can see just coming under a bridge is a big wall of white water.
We've got somebody carving the face right here on this left, surfer's left. I believe it's the Hawaiian team.
Glenn Brummage works with Wapsano International, a Chinese apparel manufacturer that's sponsoring and organizing the event. He's giving a play-by-play until...
Did he just fall?
Looks like he may have.
Looks like he just went over the back of the wave.
And with that, the Silver Dragon, about 6 feet high in this section of the river, roars under our boat and continues upstream.
The wave is so cool because it's so unpredictable.
Jamie O'Brien is a professional surfer from Hawaii's North Shore. He won the competition yesterday with a fellow Hawaiian teammate. Afterward, he said surfing the Silver Dragon is really different than riding an ocean wave, especially in a crowded city like Hangzhou, which has more people than New York.
It's definitely an obstacle, of course, because you got boats, you got piers, you got cement pilings. I was in the whitewater trying to come out of this turn, and this branch like comes right by me, and I was just trying to get out of the whitewater to see what's going on.
The surfers use jet skis to tow each other into the wave. O'Brien says the event was really tiring because the wave just kept going.
We rode 2 hours up the river before the contest even started, and then we surfed all the way down.
How much time do you think you spent on the board?
I probably spent a good 20 minutes on my board out there today.
On the ocean, by contrast, rides are measured in seconds.
My name is Hubert Chanson, and I'm a professor in hydraulic engineering at the University of Queensland in Australia.
Chanson says waves like this one occur on rivers with big tidal swings. When the gravitational pull of a full or a new moon raises the water level at the river's mouth especially high, it triggers a wave that rolls upstream.
Personally, I have documented roughly about 190 tidal bores.
And two of the world's biggest are on the Qiantang and the Amazon. The Qiantang is so powerful it can crash over seawalls, wiping out crowds. In 1993, nearly 60 people were killed here while watching. Chanson says the first person on record to surf a tidal bore was a British soldier who rode the UK's Severn River in the 1950s.
Historically, in China, in fact, I read a story suggesting that back in the 18th century, there were some very brave Chinese swimmers who were body surfing the tidal bore of the Qiantang River.
Yesterday's event, which was also sponsored by Red Bull, was designed to promote surfing in China, which is not popular here, as well as surf and sports apparel. Liu Tao, who's 20, came to Girl Watch and see the wave. He was pleasantly surprised to find people actually riding it. I feel they're pretty skillful, he says. Sometimes they were about to collide, and then they would change course in a split second. They're pretty good. But Leo, who's studying tourism management at a local university, doubts surfing will catch on here anytime soon. Many parents and adults think surfing is dangerous, he says. Generally, only people with extreme sports backgrounds or training can surf. My parents, they won't let me do this. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.